Yeah, any questions, World Series, any questions? I mean, that was a pretty good beatdown, I'd say.
You think?
Man, I'm watching that. I'm going, really?
Pablo Sandoval went berserk.
Yeah, he did. He's a big boy, isn't
he? Yeah, he's not little.
Yeah, he's but anyway.
He likes to eat.
Yeah, there wasn't much contest to that, but. And once again, that's San Francisco, though, right? I mean, if you're a St. Louis Cardinals fan, I don't know any Cardinals fans, but they can. Oh.
As soon as we're done, when Hannity starts talking,
yeah.
I'm going to.
Just coming over to say something.
I'm
that's
going
right.
to thrash
but,
you.
But they are. They're continuing. They're looking pretty good. A San Diego business group is trying to find out who left a box of cremated remains at the car wash.
Oops.
After cleaning out their vehicle.
The Mom?
Where's Mom? The Ocean Beach Main Street Association trying to return the ashes to, oh, they know who it is. It's Harvey Everberg. Oh, no, they are the ashes of Harvey Everberg. Okay. Anyway, Harvey died 17 years ago, apparently. The person who left them behind on Monday at the O.B. Suds car wash. The sticker on the box revealed the man's name and the year of his death, but the information that would lead them to the family seems to be missing. So, and again, somebody borrow the car and they decide, well, I'll be a good Samaritan. I'll get the car washed before I take it back. Oh, what's this? A box. Wonder what we do with that. Let's leave that right here. Good it wasn't a windy day in the box open.
Oh, Scott!
Harvey'd be all down the road, right?
It's going to be a good
I guess he was feeling a little scattered that day.
Yeah, so very nice. Thank you. Good, good. Yeah.
We got a lot of info.
Mason.
I don't know. You know, you talk to somebody who worked at a car wash. They might have some stories to tell.
Oh, I'm sure.
Just saying.
Well, maybe brought him there to reconstitute
him.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. That was bad.
That was. Yeah. That's okay.
That was really bad.
Don't mix it up and see.
It's no tricks and all treats plus lots of fun for the entire family. The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum, Atkinson Toyota, and WTAW invite you to a costume contest and trick-or-treating event on Sunday, October 28th from 3 to 7 p.m. This free, fun, and safe event is for children of all ages. Gather goodies plus play games on the Presidential Plaza and participate in a costume contest for prizes. Sunday, October 28th from 3 to 7 p.m. at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. Presented by Atkinson Toyota and WTAW. With special thanks to HEB Tower Point, The Eagle, Catalina Hatters, The Farm Patch, and UPA.
Hi, Kyle Cassell here. How do you spell conservative in the Texas House of Representatives District 12 election? K-A-C-A-L. Looks like cackle, but pronounced Cassell. This election, vote for someone who has owned a small business, raised his family in this area, and calls District 12 his home. Vote for me this November 6th. To learn more about my campaign, go to KyleCassell.com. That's KyleCassell.com. This ad was approved and paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign.
Hey, good morning. It's 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Nothing of note today. It's just your basic random Thursday.
Well, you know why?
Why?
Because everybody who was ever anybody pretty much was born today.
Today? I missed out. All right.
Tons.
So it'll be all right. So who are the birthdays that we would know?
Katy Perry is 28 today.
Oh, okay.
She's lovely.
Yeah.
Ciara's 27.
Who?
Singer.
See?
Another mono name.
Another one of these things. Sierra.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Think of Burnt Sierra.
Yeah. How long is can you name a hit by Sierra? Okay, thanks.
Is it spelled like something real weird? C-I-A?
Yes.
C-I-A.
Yeah.
Oh, how unique.
Very good. All right.
Craig Robinson is 41. You'll know him as Daryl from The Office.
Oh, yeah.
Pedro Martinez, future Hall of Famers, 41.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Goldberg was in Dazed and Confused. Shelley Wright is a country music singer.
She is.
Chad Smith, 51. By the way, Shelley Wright's 42. Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers is 51. Nancy Cartwright.
Oh, that's she's on The Simpsons. Bart Simpson, yeah.
55 today. Taffy Danoff, 68.
And we're at work. Who's Kat? Taffy Danoff.
See, I was going to pull this one because I thought you may know that one.
Yeah, well, and you should pull Taffy after all. Thank you. Okay.
Afternoon Delight. Lead singer from the Starland Vocal Band.
Of course. And if you could name any of the other three members of that group.
Well, I thought maybe you might know.
No.
Will
no,
Ferrell? Yeah. What? I don't know.
John Anderson, the only lead singer for Yes That Matters, 68.
Right.
James Carville.
Oh, yeah. Hey, he's got a forehead that goes all the way to the back of his neck.
Yes, he does. Yeah. He is 68 today. Helen Reddy, 71.
Mm-hmm.
Marion Ross, Mrs. C,
yeah,
84 years old. I have a friend that has met her a couple times, and apparently she is like the neatest lady in the
world.
All right,
there you go.
And finally, Bobby Knight, 72 years old today.
Chair thrower, pleasant man, always a pleasant man to be around. All right, there you go, it's 619. Yeah, that's going well. Wow, it says it's playing. Oh, there it is. Okay, yeah.